Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast. On this week's episode of the podcast, I'm interviewing somebody who has been part of the Progressive family now for around 7 years. Many of you might know her if you've ever been to an event at Progressive Property, like Multiple Streams of Property Income. She actually helps me out now on many of my trainings, and many people say she's better than me. You can let me know if that is true or not. It is Emerald Fisk. Emerald, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for that introduction. That is the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
And don't make it a habit, and I won't be saying it again. Now, on a serious note, Emerald, you came here when? Back in 2017, was it?
Yes, 2017. I was a personal trainer.
And what did that involve day to day?
So it was actually really early mornings and late nights. I got into personal training because I was really into my fitness. And so I thought to myself one day, I was training to be an accountant, actually. I thought, stuff this, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to be a personal trainer. And I thought I'd really, really enjoy it because I loved being fit. And actually, it turned out I worked from 6 a.m. till about 9 or 10 a.m. And then you worked from about 4 or 5 p.m. till 10 p.m. And it's the worst job I've ever had.
There's two things I've learned about you in the last 4 minutes, right. 3 minutes. One is that you trained to be an accountant. I never knew that before. And two is I thought you used to love personal training, but you clearly didn't. So how long into your accountancy studies were you when you quit it?
Oh, like I had done a year at college and then I'd got my first apprenticeship and I just worked for this boss and he was horrible. So I was 6 weeks in and I just walked out of my job on the spot. Prior to that, I used to manage care agencies.
Wow. Okay, and then you decided, I don't want to do accountancy. I don't want to do personal training stuff anymore. What made you decide to property was the next big thing?
So I'd always loved property. Way back when I was 18, I used to do the care where you go into people's homes. And I used to walk into all of these old people's homes and think, oh my God, what could I do to this? And then I had purchased my first home with my ex-husband when I was around 21. I purchased a house and straight away I rang up a mortgage advisor and said, can I refinance my house and buy a buy to let? And they were like, no, you've got 10% equity and it needs to stay in the property. And I was like, okay. And I just looked at property and said, that is something that wealthy people do, and just left it as a dream for ages. And then as a personal trainer, the reason I'd been job hopping before is because I was looking for something. I wanted to run a business, but I just had no idea how to do it. And when I was a personal trainer, I thought, I know, I don't like working the long hours. I'm going to set up a gym and be a business.
If you love to travel like me and you understand the power in escaping the money for time exchange trap, but you just don't know how to do it, then building an Airbnb consultancy business could be exactly what you have been looking for. Right now in the UK, there is a completely untapped opportunity through helping struggling Airbnb hosts by turning around their underperforming properties and generating you huge commission payments in the process. We are going to teach you all of the tools and all of the techniques that we've learned over the last 5 years through building our very own multiple six-figure Airbnb business, arming you with everything that you need to swoop in and save the day. Minimal startup costs, zero risk, and almost unlimited potential. Sound good? Welcome to the Airbnb Consultant. Contact us through any of the channels included in the studio notes to get the conversation started.
Owner instead, as you do. And I went to a business event with the idea that I was going to learn from these other people, get to know them and find a way to set up a gym. And I'd started looking at premises. And on this event that I went to, I met a lady called Toni Gargan, who right. I'm sure you know. And she stood up and she said, I'm a property investor and I'm a speaker and trainer. And she went through her whole story. And I just walked up to her and said, like, please, can I be you?
Wow. For anyone who doesn't know who Toni Gargan is one of our trainers here at Progressive Property, where she teaches our buy, refurbish, rent, refinance masterclass. So this event wasn't here in Peterborough then, it was elsewhere.
Yeah, it was just a normal business event.
Right. And then when did you, you then come to Progressive?
Yeah. Tony said to me, you need to go and get educated. She said, I can't teach you everything I know. There's no point just having one-to-one mentoring on its own. You need to be around a network of people. Right. So she sent me to multiple streams of property income. It wasn't a Peterborough event. It was when you used to do the MEP in Manchester every now and again.
Okay, yep.
Turned up there, invested in myself, invested in some of the training, and just started moving forwards from that moment.
And what year was that? 2017?
Yeah, so it was like summer 2017. I went up to Manchester.
Right.
I did a couple of trainings in the autumn of that year. I had an offer accepted on a property in the December, and then we purchased it in 2018 because it took, 6 weeks to get through conveyancing. Right.
So at the start of that property journey, you still didn't have any funds?
I had minus money. I had no money whatsoever. I was going through a divorce, so that made me homeless because I had to sell my house. I was tailoring down my personal training clients, trying to put everything into my property journey, but at the same time, I still needed to live.
Right. So I guess, how did you get started with those first few deals? And then what have you done since, if we were to fast forward to 2024, have you built a portfolio? Are you gone back to the personal training? What are you up to?
So how did I get started? I attended every single event going. I was one of those people that was networking like there is no tomorrow. And I met a joint venture partner who offered to set up a company with me. I would do all the work, find the properties, manage the refurbs, sort out the refinances, and he would fund them. So I started with that one joint venture partner. If we fast forward to now, I've done over 30 deals. I've purchased 5 blocks of flats in the last couple of years. I built a rent to rent portfolio. I've done loads of creative stuff, and life's way different and way better.
Back to that JV partner.
Yeah.
Why would somebody who has, I guess, has funds, want to lend funds to you when you had zero property experience, you had not done any deals before, you didn't have any funds of your own. I guess, what was in it for them, or what was it that they seen in you that made them want to work with you?
So I was one of those people that probably was one of the most driven in the room. And it wasn't because I was better than anybody else. It was because for me, it was really painful investing in training. I didn't have the funds to invest, and I didn't have any support from my family, and I had to make it work. And when you have to make it work because you've got no support from the people around you, you've got no funds yourself, but you need to pay back what you've invested in yourself, you become the most driven person available. And so I went out there, I networked with everybody, I found really good deals, and I was going to do whatever it takes. And I presume this guy could just see that I was that person that was going to make it happen.
So where did you meet him at an event? Where did you meet? Was it somebody you knew previously before property? Was it a total stranger?
I met him at a mastermind at Progressive in Peterborough. So I was sat at the tables and I just spoke about my deal. I'd done some leafleting. Someone had responded to me. And he just said, that's a deal that I would invest in. And I sort of said to him, I can package it onto you. I wasn't expecting a joint venture partnership. For me, I'd agreed to buy a property. And I just felt like I didn't care if I gave the deal away. I didn't care if I sold the deal. I just needed to make it happen. And so the person said to me, I'd happily joint venture with you. And that's exactly what we did.
So why would somebody who came here to Progressive to learn about property themselves, joined a mastermind, was getting support and mentorship to build their own business, why would they not just go find their own property rather than JV with one that you found?
Because he had no interest in managing refurbs. He wasn't going to do the leafleting. He was the sort of person that was like, I've got funds. I don't want to do the donkey work.
So I guess he came here actually looking for somebody like you had the time.
Yes. And he wasn't looking for someone with experience. He was looking for someone that he could just leverage, you know, point in the right direction a little bit. They've got mentors around them, so it's not going to go wrong. But he just didn't want to have to do any of what we would call the hard work, the, you know, do the leafleting, meet all the agents, the donuts on a Friday with the agents, all of that sort of stuff. That was never going to be him. He just had funds that he needed working harder than what they were doing in the bank.
Do you think that anybody can do property?
Anybody. I always say to people, if I can do it, anybody can do it. You always need the right network around you, the right mindset, and the right education. That's the three things that you need. And if you put yourself out there, if you go out and network with the right people, if you invest in yourself, if you change your mindset from, oh, it's only the wealthy that do property, to actually, yes, I can do this, then you can make it work.
A lot of people, when they see you now, because I didn't really know you back in 2017 that much, but over the last few years, started to work a lot closely with you, see what you're up to. A lot of people, when I see you at events, they come up to you and they think, oh, she's so successful, she's doing so well, and they don't see where you started. So I guess for people that do know you and they're listening, was there challenges? What type of challenges? And, you know, was it easy to do it?
So I would say it was easy in the way I forced myself, but it was the hardest thing that I'd ever done in my life. And when I first went networking, when I go back to the business event that I met Tony Gargan on, it was a 3-day event. We met on the Friday evening and went out for dinner to get to know everybody. And then we kind of masterminded on the Saturday and the Sunday. I didn't speak to anybody all Friday evening because I didn't go to the dinner, because my thought process was, everyone's got a business, I haven't, I'm not really worthy to be in that room. So I didn't go to the Friday night dinner with everybody else. I walked to the restaurant, I seen everybody in the window, and I just walked on past. Then on the Saturday, I didn't speak to anybody in that room. I just sat quietly in the corner and listened, because again, I just thought, these people know what they're doing. I'm just a personal trainer that wants a gym. Maybe I should leave. We went out for dinner that evening and I started speaking to a few people. And it wasn't until the Sunday on the event that I actually piped up when I heard what Tony said. So for anybody that's out there that lacks the mindset or the confidence, I used to go to networking events and not speak to anybody. It's very hard to network when you don't have a conversation.
Very true.
So when I see other people and they lack confidence, and I'm like, that was me, and now I'm the person that can stand on the stage and teach other people, I put everything down to what property's given me. It's given me the freedom to learn other skills, and it's given me the confidence to just believe in myself as a person.
You've also done some other stuff as well as build your property portfolio. So during the lockdown, you got a bit bored. Is that right?
Yes. So I freed up some of my time when I was building my property business. I thought, I'm going to have a go at this speaking and training. I want to help other people. I started shadowing some of the events and learning the speaking process. And then lockdown happened and there was absolutely zero events. So I was like, I freed up some of my property time. I had a go at some painting in properties. I'm not very good on the refurb side of things. Highly not recommended. So my broker kept saying to me, Emerald, you're really good at the finance. You're really good at raising finance. Why don't you be a broker? And I was like, that sounds boring. Which is what you always say to me. And then eventually I thought, why not? I'll do the qualification. I've got nothing better to do with my time. I'm just sitting in the sun, because it was quite sunny in lockdown. And so I got qualified as a mortgage advisor, and I absolutely love it.
How long did it take you to get qualified?
So I bought the books and sat on them for about a year. And then when I knuckled down to it, it took me less than 3 months.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And so basically you now help other people who've got property deals get their mortgages for their deals. And at the same time, I guess you benefit. Can you get yourself your own mortgages?
No, so you can't get your own mortgages.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's not allowed, but you can do your own research and you know what rates are available. I predominantly work with investors that are looking to build their portfolio. The residential side doesn't excite me so much, but when I'm helping people build portfolios, I love it. And I feel like I sit in quite a unique position, because I know what the investor wants to do and I know what the bank wants you to do. Yeah. And so I can speak to people and say, I totally get where you're coming from, but the bank doesn't accept that. Let's try it like this. And I just love that side of things, being able to help people. It expands my network. I'm talking to other people. So yeah, I enjoy it.
As a mortgage broker, do you have inside knowledge on where rates are going?
I would love to tell you that I've got a crystal ball, but unfortunately we do not have crystal balls as brokers. What we do have is access to people higher up in the banks, and they quite often run webinars for us on the economy, stuff like that. So if you're going to ask me where the rates are going, which is what I think you're angling for, I believe they are going to drop a little bit more this year. but I think we would be naive to think we're going to get the base rate back down to 1% because it was low for a very long time. The average base rate over the last 50 years is 7%, and we never even got to 5% in what we call this peak of interest rates. So if no black swan events happen, then I think we will get back down to a nice 4%.
Okay, cool. So when you say you've got access to people higher up the banks and watch webinar stuff, is it like a bat phone?
No.
No. Okay, just checking. You know, I was just picturing a bat phone there. You could pick it up and go, Governor of the Bank of England, what are the rates going to? On a more serious note, Emerald, got to have some fun on the podcast. Rates getting down a little bit. Do you see big opportunities in the market at the moment with the uncertainty, or is there uncertainty out there? I guess, do you see less people applying for mortgages, looking for mortgages? And do you see that as an opportunity for those that are educated and know what they're doing?
So I see the educated people taking advantage of everything that's going on at the moment. And I see the uneducated people wanting to leave the property market. So for me, I see massive opportunity with landlords selling up. They're sick of the tax changes. They're sick of the beating that we get from the government every 5 minutes. They're sick of the rates going up and down. And for some people that have been in the industry for a long time, they're chucking the towel in. Now that's great, because for anybody that's starting out or that's been in property for the last couple of years, we understand what's going on in the market. We'll buy if the rates are going up or down, because if our deals are good and they work, then why would you not buy? So for the educated investor, massive opportunity. For the tired, uneducated landlord, they're selling, creating deals for us.
And you live in expensive area?
Yeah, so I live in just sort of on the edge of the Cotswolds in a place called Stroud, which is beautiful. And it's not cheap like it is up north, if that's where you're going.
Yeah, so I guess when you came here initially, you started investing in your local area or elsewhere?
No, so I started investing up in the north of England, St. Helens, Liverpool, those sort of areas. Right.
What was your mindset around why you went there?
So I went there because I didn't believe that anybody would invest with me. So I went to the cheapest places I could find, thinking, well, hopefully I'll be able to raise £50,000.
Okay. And do you still buy in those areas?
No. Now I buy back at home in Gloucester because it takes me 20 minutes to drive there, which is way better than 3.5 hours.
Yeah. Do you see a lot of people, I certainly do, where people, they think they live in the south, they live maybe in an expensive area, and they think they've got to go to an area they don't understand to buy a cheap house. Is that the best plan, or is it better to invest local, learn your local area, and learn techniques that work in your local area rather than maybe try and invest in a town you've never been to before?
So if you would really love a new driving job, I would say invest 3 hours away from where you live. If you don't want a new driving job, just invest at home and get over yourself with the mindset stuff. So for me, it was like, I have to go to cheap places. Property only works in those cheap towns. Now I love investing in Gloucester. It's so much easier from a management perspective. It's so much easier when the estate agent rings you and says, I've got a deal that's going to be going online tomorrow. Can you come and view it? Well, yes, I can, because I'm 20 minutes away. Whereas when it's 3 hours, it's like, oh, well, I wasn't really planning another trip up north until next week. Can we wait? Well, when it's a good deal, no, you can't wait. So for anybody that's thinking about investing, learn what works in your area, because something definitely works in your area. And my property back at home have gone up way more than when I go up in the north of England.
Yeah.
It's nuts to think that you would travel to do property deals when there's houses where you live.
For the person who's listening to what you just said, and in their own mind, they're saying to themselves now, oh yeah, but my area is expensive. I can't do it in my area. I can't afford my area. What would you say to them?
You can. There are investors that want to invest in your town. Your mission is to go and find them and work with them. Not everybody wants to do 50, 60, 70 grand houses. If you're in the cheaper areas, great. That's where your deals are. Do them. If you're in the more expensive areas, that's great. Find people that want to work with you in those areas.
I do no money down property investing. I teach people, and no money down is a concept around more creative property investing. I guess, what does no money down mean to you?
it means none of your own money down. So for me, my whole portfolio, every single deal that I've done has been with other people's money. So for me, no money down is everything. And it doesn't mean you do no money down because you've got no money. It's because it makes sense to use other people's money. The banks borrow money from each other all day, every day. Investing in other people's normal when you spend time in the world where people invest with other people. It's that closed mindset going, nobody would invest with me. And if you've got a closed mindset, the only way you can change that is go and spend time with other people with a more open mindset.
If people want to reach out to you, follow you, find out more about your journey, how can they do that?
Emerald Fisk on Facebook, give me a follow. Emerald Fisk Wealth on Instagram, give me a follow. If not, come and see me and you in Peterborough at one of our events. And I'd love to meet everyone that's following this podcast.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on, sharing your journey with us. You have been listening to the Progressive Property Podcast. We are on iTunes and Stitcher. We're out every single Tuesday. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. You've been listening to Emerald Fisk. I've been Kevin McDonald. You've been amazing. And I'll see you next week.